Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, Wednesday is not just Wednesday without a chat with Gav from Lee Rowan's. Hello, Gav.
Hello, how are you? It's gardening day as well.
It is gardening day, actually.
Every day can be gardening day.
Just looking outside, weather looks okay today.
It's lovely. You know, when I got to work this morning, we even had a lovely shower of rain to come to work with. And then it's fined up beautifully through the day.
Yes, noticed that this morning, actually. I was out for a quick walk and I came home just in time for that bit of rain to sort of happen. And it sort of came out of nowhere, didn't it?
It did. And I was sitting in the car and I had to come across the street to get to work. And I looked on the radar and there wasn't anything on it. And then I looked out the window and it was black and it was wet. And I thought, well, somebody's got something wrong.
Absolutely, yes. But we're certainly not complaining, though, are we?
Oh, not at all. Look, we'd gone months and the rain on the weekend was fabulous. It cleared the air. It got soaked into the ground and all those people that did all the things I was suggesting with their saturate and all that sort of stuff would have made the most of it. So that's a good thing.
Indeed, yes. Now, today we're talking about indoor plants and how to keep them happy, which is an interesting subject.
Yes, well, there's certain things you can do to indoor plants to keep them on the happy side. And remember, a happy plant is a healthy plant because plants are like people. They tend to get things that are floating around when they're stressed and they're not happy. So if you can keep them happy, you'll have a healthy plant. And
okay.
There's many things you can do to keep them happy.
Rightio, so what's the list? What do we need to do to keep those indoor plants happy?
Okay. Well, the first thing is repot every 3 or so years. Now, bear in mind, the one thing to always remember with potting mix is that the plant is literally living on that one little container of potting mix. Now, that potting mix is never designed to last forever. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go up a size, because as soon as you say repot to most people, they immediately think, oh, I've got to go bigger. Sometimes it's just a matter of changing over the potting mix to fresh potting mix. Nothing lasts forever. Even the very top-notch potting mixes are only designed to last maybe 5 years maximum. So it might not be a case of changing over the size of the pot. It may just be a case of easing it out of that pot, pinch off all the excess soil with your fingers and putting it into some fresh potting mix. That can be all it is. So that's the first thing. The second thing, which anybody can do and doesn't cost anything, the one thing to remember with indoor plants is they all breathe through their foliage. Now, the bigger the leaves, the more things they get floating around in the air. You know, for example, and people don't think about it, there's very fine particles. When you're spraying pots and pans for the non-stick stuff in the kitchen, when you're in the shower, you're using deodorant and the fine mist that comes off that, fly sprays, room deodorants to make, when any of those little fine things, all those different type of contaminants, and let's face it, just plain old dust, lands on the foliage. Now, because plants breathe through their leaves, think of it like a plant getting a very bad case of asthma. They just can't breathe properly. Now, remember right back in the beginning, there was no inside. You know, everything had to start from outside somewhere and then became an indoor plant because there wasn't any houses. So everything used to get washed quite regularly when it rained. You know, in the tropics, they get their wet season and everything, all those lovely leaves, you see them in rainforests when they get a downpour or a storm, they all get that nicely washed off and it freshens up the foliage. Well, and remember too, there wasn't any of those contaminants back then.
Yeah.
Now we have them inside, we don't tend to do that. We may go around and we spray the furniture and we madly dust all that, but very few people dust their plants, and it's probably the most important thing. some people will put them out every time it rains, when it does, as long as it's often enough. Some people put them in the shower, and if they've got a wand, they put it on just off freezing cold, and they'll wash all the foliage down that way once a week. Some people will just get a wet chucks. You know, you can get a chucks, obviously not one that you're using to wash up, but a fresh one in a bucket of water, and just literally wipe those foliage down. Now, especially for things that have got big glossy leaves, really important, once a week, get them all cleaned off, and that will make for a much happier plant, especially a plant that doesn't have yellow leaves on it. And a lot of plants like palms will start off yellow at one end and they'll work their way through. And that's literally because everything's landing on the foliage and they need just to have a wash off once a week.
Yes, and I think it's important to say, and as you were saying there, is that dust in our house goes everywhere. And probably the last thing a lot of people think about is dust on their plants. So you need to, as you say, every week, just give them a regular clean.
Yes, and as I said, it could be as easy if you've only got three or four, shove them in the shower recess and give them a wash off with the wand on the shower, or put them outside and just give them a hose off with the hose just to wet that foliage down and wash all that off. Very important. Feed regularly is another thing. Now, as I said right back at the beginning, plants only receive what you give them.
Yeah.
And sometimes those pots can be quite small. So it's not a large amount of soil in there, and that runs out of fertilizer and happiness very, very quickly. So you've got to keep adding that to it. Now, liquid fertilizers are the best way to go. I like all my natural ones, my Power Feed, C-Max 5-in-1, anything that's a natural organic liquid fertilizer. If you can put that on your indoor plants, say, for example, once a fortnight through the growing time. Now, people are going to ask, what's the growing time? And that's basically between September and usually about Mother's Day. So the start of May is their big growing time each year. And that's the time you want to keep up every fortnight. It's only a capful into a watering can. Water that over them, and that will keep topping up. Now, if you say to me, well, Gav, I'm never going to remember to do that, that's hopeless. Use, as a backup, there are things like Osmocote, which is a slow-release pellet thing that you can put in. Buy one for pots and indoors. Put a little tablespoon round the bottom, and that will do them 6 months at a time. Now, it's not as good as doing them with an organic liquid one each fortnight, but it's certainly better than nothing.
So really, listening to what you had to say there in regards to the feeding, the process of feeding indoor plants is pretty much similar to the process of feeding outdoor plants as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just that you wouldn't want smelly pellets all over your indoor plants in your lounge room if you've got company. So let's stick with the liquid organic ones, or maybe something like an Osmocote in a pellet one, so that you're not putting. I mean, I love organic pellets outside, but I do realise that some of them do have quite a distinctive odour.
Yes.
And then, of course, if you've got that inside, then you'll be spraying the rooms with more room deodoriser to hide that, and in which case your plants won't like that either.
I wouldn't imagine so. No.
No, definitely not. That will keep them nice and fresh. It'll encourage the growth. And as I said, a fresh, happy plant will get less stressed, so it gets less insects.
Can I ask you this? What are the most popular indoor plants that we can get?
Right. Well, I did actually have a list made up, luckily. And I've got probably my half a dozen favourites.
Okay.
One, of course, would be the devil's ivy. Epipremium, better off just saying devil's ivy, to be honest. It used to be one back in the 70s that you used to see always in dentists and doctors' surgeries, and it's a climbing thing that people have sticky tape to the ceiling or around windows and things like that. Lovely variegated green and yellow stripy leaf. Very, very popular. Again, it's one of those things like we were talking about with the hydrangeas that's come back into popularity again. Next one, fiddle leaf figs. Everybody loves a fiddle leaf fig. And it's one that I get most people coming back saying, my fiddle leaf figs keep falling off. And that's one that has such a big leaf. It's one of those ones that needs to be washed every week to keep those contaminants off it. Because basically, that's the reason why they keep dropping them all the time.
Yeah, okay.
But if you can fix that, you won't have that problem with them. Another one, of course, is the Zanzibar gem. Now, commonly known as a ZZ plant, very popular for people that have got holiday homes because it only needs watering once a month. Very popular for people that have got dark spots, say, for example, in a dark room or underneath a stairwell of stairs going up. Very popular for that. Needs very, very little light and is basically as tough as nails. The spathiphyllum or peace lily. Now, everybody sees them in shopping centres. They see them in offices. Now, that's basically because they like to dry out between waterings. Now, those people that hire those into shopping centres come in once a week, give them a good water, swap them over for other ones so they can take them out and water them, and that's all the work they need. So the most important thing with those is let them dry out. If your spathiphyllum's dry and droopy, that's a good thing. Give it a good soak in the shower and it'll be right for another week. It's not like some of those plants that every time you walk past it, you've got to give it a top up. A Sansevieria, the old mother-in-law's tongue. Now, it may be vicious, but it's very healthy, very, very hardy, and it cleans the air for you. So if you want something in your bedroom, for example, in your office, that is going to clean the air as you work or sleep, there is nothing better than a mother-in-law's tongue for that. So that's definitely one that's very, very popular.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's obviously plenty of varieties there to take into account.
There certainly are.
Yeah.
Now, the only other thing I'd like to tell people is when you have your plants inside, generally the light comes from one area, the window. Now, unless you're in a room that's got windows on every side, do me a favour, turn those indoor plants around every 2 to 3 weeks and let them grow evenly. Because as we know, plants will always grow towards the light. And if the light is only on one side, your plant's going to end up bent very quickly. So every time you take it out and water it, or maybe every second time, when you bring it back in, put a little mark on the side of the pot. A little mark with a texture or you know, something like that so you know which way is which. And when you bring it in, just put it the opposite. It's as easy as that.
Easy as that. Okay, now I've got a quick question for you.
Yes.
This is a question without notice. And this is in regards to indoor plants. How do I make a floppy big monstera less floppy?
Ah, now, if it's got water at the base, that will make it very... It's got to do with water or lack of light. They love a lot of light, so don't put them in a dark room. Put them in a really well-lit room. Make sure you keep... Because it's another one that has those big, glossy leaves. So make sure you keep those washed every week. Keep them clean. Wipe them. Do it however you've got to do it. If the plant gets too big, just do that chucks in some plain water and keep them washed off. And the other thing is with indoor plants, which I should have said at the beginning, never ever have sources of water underneath them. You can by all means have a saucer just to protect what they're sitting on, but don't have water in it. The last thing you want is puddles of water at the base of a plant, because the roots sit in that water and that will make them floppy as well.
Thank you very much for the advice there. We really appreciate that one. And again, thank you very much for your chat on indoor plants and making them happy. And of course, you've got a couple of locations that we can come down and have a look.
We do. We have them all here at our Warners Bay store. So 381 Hillsborough Road at the bottom of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end. And also on the coast with the most at Arimba, we have them 72 Pacific Highway. They have quite a lot down there for people to have a look as well.
Awesome stuff. And the website is...
www.leerowans.com.
There you go. So check that out as well. Gav, it's been great to talk to you as always, and thank you very much for your great advice there for those people who do have indoor plants at their home. And we're going to catch up with you again same time next week, and enjoy the rest of the week and the weekend.
Lovely. You too. I shall look forward to it.
Awesome stuff. There he is, Gav, who's got some great advice there for those who do have indoor plants, and hopefully you've certainly taken that advice as well. And there's some very good tips there too from Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World. That's our gardening chat for this Wednesday afternoon.